this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 143, the 6 best vegetables and fruits for weight loss. In my work with thousands of patients in preventing heart disease, I have observed that people with the healthiest weights tend to eat the most vegetables and fruits. In this podcast, I discuss the latest medical research on the best vegetables and fruits for weight loss. I also cover which vegetables and fruits to minimize if you're trying to get down to a healthy weight. So before we jump into this, talk about the top 6, let me back up and talk about how do vegetables and fruits cause weight loss. For those of you who want to know how vegetables and fruits cause weight loss, let me give you the 5 best scientific explanations from medical studies. So here they are, 5 reasons why vegetables and fruits are a fantastic weight loss option. Number 1, low glycemic load. Most vegetables and fruits have a very low glycemic load. This means that these foods are converted to sugar by the body very slowly. Thus, the overall sugar impact from these foods is incredibly low. An additional benefit of foods with a low glycemic load is that they tend to keep hunger away. In contrast, foods with a high glycemic load, and so we're talking about foods like desserts, breads, pasta, cereals, and other processed foods, are rapidly converted to sugar by the body. In fact, even whole wheat bread and most breakfast cereals are converted to sugar by the body even faster than a Snickers bar. The glucose surge from most breads, most pastas, most breakfast cereals, and processed foods are then followed by an insulin spike. In no time at all, guess what? You'll find yourself hungry again. So that's number 1. Most vegetables and fruit, low glycemic load. You don't get the sugar spike and crash, which causes hunger. Number 2, fiber is filling. Along with protein, fiber is very filling. And we all know that vegetables and fruits are loaded with fiber. Fiber slows down the digestion process, and it allows people to feel full longer. Number 3, they're high in micronutrients. Many overweight people suffer from a micronutrient deficiency. Hunger may really just be the body's way of signaling to you that it needs a particular micronutrient. This could explain why I've observed in my patients that as they eat more vegetables and fruit in their diet, their hunger seems to lessen. Number 4, fiber increases metabolism. One great way to increase your caloric burn, even while you're sleeping, is to eat foods high in fiber, like vegetables and fruit. Fiber requires more energy to move through the digestive system than readily processed foods like most snack foods, breads, and cereals, like we just talked about. Number 5, healthy gut microbiome. As I've discussed in a recent podcast, having the right gut microbes in place can effortlessly allow you to maintain a healthy weight. If you feed these healthy gut microbes the food they need, like fiber, they will reward you with a healthy weight. So 5 scientific explanations of why vegetables and fruit cause weight gain. Number 1, we talked about low glycemic load. Number 2, fiber is filling. Number 3, fruits and vegetables are high in micronutrients. Fiber increases metabolism. That was number 4. Number 5, fiber from vegetables and fruit create a healthy gut microbiome. So the best vegetables and fruits for weight loss study. To study the effects of different vegetables and fruits on weight loss, researchers from Harvard and Tufts University recently analyzed food intake and weights over a 24-year period of time from 133,468 people. So there was a lot of data in this study. So 133,000 people followed for 24 years. And with the reams of data collected, these Harvard and Tufts University researchers gained many key insights from the study. And so we're going to talk about the 6 best vegetables and fruits they found for weight loss. Please note that the expected weight loss from these foods are based on eating 1 serving daily for an entire year. Thus, if you ate 1 vegetable or fruit from each of the six items that we're going to talk about for an entire year, you could expect to lose an average of 1.9 pounds per year. While this may not seem like much, over 20 years, it could add up to a 37-pound weight loss. So it's real. It's there. Let's go through it. Number one, the very best vegetables and fruits for weight loss. And so number one comes in at edamame, tofu, soy, basically the soybean. And they found a 0.62 pound weight loss per year eating one serving. As most listeners know, edamame, tofu, soy is not technically a vegetable, but rather it's a legume. However, as this study lumped them in with vegetables, guess what? On my podcast, I'm going to do the same thing. The soybean was clearly the single most, very best, most effective food for weight loss in the study. Perhaps this explains or helps to explain why there's so much less obesity in Japan, China, and Korea. In some circles, edamame, tofu, soy has a bad reputation in the United States. This is likely because most Americans don't eat real soybeans, but rather we eat the highly processed GMO soy isolates. We don't eat the real whole bean. It's broken down into the different isolates. In Asia, where people eat the natural whole soybean, the scientific data are pretty clear. Soybeans appear to be protective against heart disease, seem to be protective against cancer, even protective against breast cancer. We regularly eat the organic whole bean forms of edamame, tofu, soy in our home. We enjoy them dry roasted and likely salted, eaten just like a nut. We also have really come to like edamame spaghetti for our pasta dishes. We like tofu and stir fries, and we often will drink the unsweetened soy milk for breakfast. As you know, I also like the fermented soybeans in the form of natto. If you are wondering, where do I find dry roasted edamame beans? Where can I find edamame spaghetti? Natto. Well, try your local health food store, Asian store, or a lot of these you can get through Amazon online. So there are lots of different ways to approach this. So let's move on. Number two, cauliflower, 0.34 pound weight loss per year. Cauliflower is a cruciferous vegetable, and cruciferous vegetables get their name because the four petals on them kind of looks like a cross. However, I have separated out cauliflower from its peers. You're going to see cruciferous vegetables coming up a little bit later on this list. But I've separated cauliflower, putting it in the number two spot, mainly because of the cruciferous vegetables. Cauliflower seems to be especially potent for weight loss. In our home, we love cauliflower raw. We like it as part of a stir-fried dish. It also works great in mashed potatoes or as a substitute for creamy sauces. And if you want to see some of these recipes on how we use cauliflower, just go to the website and click on the recipes tab. Number three, apples and pears, 0.31 pound weight loss per year for each serving. I was definitely surprised to see apples and pear come up so high on this list. However, when you look at the scientific data, the pectins and other phytonutrients in apples and pears have unique effects that not only help with weight loss, but also in the prevention of diabetes and cardiovascular disease as well. So if you're looking to lose weight, apples and pears came in, while they came in overall at number three in the study, they were the top for fruits. Number four, berries, 0.28 pound weight loss per year. I'm sure berries on this list came as no surprise to any of the podcast listeners. Berries not only have a relatively low glycemic load, but they are also off the chart in antioxidants. There's a lot of fiber in berries. And so berries in general came up second best fruit for weight loss overall, came in at number four. Number five, cruciferous vegetables, 0.17 pound weight loss per year. The cruciferous vegetables, you know, I must say, they're my favorite. Broccoli. I love broccoli. That's my favorite vegetable. And the cruciferous vegetables, that includes vegetables like cauliflower. We already talked about that. Broccoli, we talked about that. But it also includes kale, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and cabbage. And overall, the cruciferous family did very well when it came to weight loss. Of the group, we talked about cauliflower off the charts for weight loss. In addition to the weight loss effects of the cruciferous vegetables, I especially like these vegetables because these vegetables are probably the best of the bunch in preventing cancer. And we discussed that way back in podcast number 6. Last on the list, number 6, for the best vegetables and fruits for weight loss, green leafy vegetables, 0.13 pound weight loss per year per serving. I was a bit surprised to see the green leafy vegetables down so far on the weight loss list. Perhaps this is because of the company it keeps. Let me explain. In other words, most people who eat the green leafy vegetables may do so with salad dressing, which may completely undo any of the potential health and weight loss benefits that you might get from green leafy vegetables alone. Are you wondering, where did your favorite vegetable fall on this weight loss list? In general, so these are general, big picture to remember. In general, this study found that the higher the fiber content, the lower the glycemic load, the better the vegetable or fruit performed for weight loss. So in other words, whatever vegetable or fruit seems to be your favorite, if it's really high in fiber and it's a really low glycemic load, it's probably going to result in significant weight loss. If it doesn't do so well in the fiber or the glycemic load category, then it may not help so much. So let's shift gears now. Let's talk about vegetables which cause weight gain. So now we're going to shift gears, talk about weight gain. Not all vegetables cause weight loss. Indeed, the starchy vegetables in the study did not cause weight loss, but rather weight gain. From this study, here are the top 3 vegetables causing weight gain in order. Please note that corn and peas are not officially vegetables. However, as the authors of the study have lumped them in with other vegetables, I did the same. So here they are. Number 1, corn. Corn was associated with weight gain in the study. Number 2, peas. Peas were associated with weight gain in the study. Number 3, potatoes. So unfortunately, corn, peas, and potatoes are the main so-called vegetables causing weight gain, but they're also the main so-called vegetables that are eaten by most Americans. Thus, if your goal is weight loss, you probably want to minimize your corn, minimize your peas, minimize your potatoes. Instead, focus on the top 6 vegetables and fruits for weight loss. And in case you forgot, those were number 1, the soybean. Number 2, we talked about cauliflower. Number 3, apples and pears. Number 4, berries. Number 5, the cruciferous vegetables. They are cauliflower, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and cabbage. Number 6, the green leafy vegetables. So, changing gears yet again. What about fruit? Are there certain fruits that cause weight gain? If weight loss is your goal, are there certain fruits that you should avoid? As with vegetables, not all fruits cause weight loss. In general, most fruits, other than melons or fruit juice, cause weight loss in the study. Once again, if your goal is weight loss, guess what? You probably want to minimize your melons and probably best not to drink fruit juice. So all fruits seem to be associated with weight loss except for melons and fruit juice. Take-home message of the study. In the big picture, vegetables and fruits are incredibly nutritious, and they prevent weight gain. They may even cause weight loss, as we've been talking about in the study. They prevent heart disease. They prevent cancer. And while there's a lot of confusion about nutrition in health books and on the internet, the one area where most people can agree on is the need for more vegetables and fruits in the diet. In my opinion, the one saving grace of the new U.S. dietary guidelines, and we talked about this here recently in a podcast, is the call for 9 servings of vegetables and fruits each day. If you are a mindful eater who does not like to count your food, then just remember to always fill your plate with mostly vegetables and fruits, and you're going to be just fine. What vegetables and fruits help you? So now I want to hear from you. So what vegetables and fruits help you the most in minimizing hunger and maintaining a healthy weight? Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 143. Scroll to the bottom, and there you'll already see some comments that have been left. Please add your comments to the group for the community. And like in previous podcasts, if you have any questions about what you've just heard on this podcast, leave your question below in the comments section under this blog, and I will do my best to answer every one of them. So thanks so much for tuning in. Sign up for my newsletter if you haven't done so already. You're going to find so much more information than what you find on this podcast. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.